This is Cross Currents. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. Today is the last day Californians can register to vote for the next election. That's important. Election Day is Tuesday, June 5th. And in San Francisco, as you probably know, we're electing a new mayor. It's a ranked choice vote, which means if the front runner doesn't get half the votes, second and even third choices get considered. That gives each of the eight candidates a chance. Over the next couple of weeks, we'll hear from them all. Today, Richie Greenberg. Here's why he thinks he should be the next mayor.
I am going to bring to the mayor's office three core values, which is sorely lacking here in San Francisco. The first thing is accountability. Second is law and order. Third is quality of life. And so using my experience in the private sector as a startup consultant and advisor, where I've built coalitions and helping people from all walks of life, all nationalities, religions, national origins, and local, to work together to, let's look at the three things, the accountability. We have been lacking accountability in City Hall, lacking accountability of all the department heads, lacking accountability by the nonprofit organizations, the homelessness outreach organizations. Money is being spent uncontrollably. Law and order also needs to be brought in. And I propose all different changes to ensure that we will change our quality of life once I get elected.
That's Richie Greenberg. The resident of the Richmond District is the only Republican in the field, and I spoke with him at length about his candidacy. Here's part of our conversation.
And so we're one of the few cities that designates resources and public defenders towards legal aid for undocumented immigrants. Would you plan to change how funds or personnel are directed?
I would.
In what way?
Well, this is interesting because from a standpoint of what Sanctuary City is, what immigration issues are. These are personal issues, like getting divorced, okay? And San Francisco nor the state have any jurisdiction to be enforcing federal laws in terms of immigration. So San Francisco does not issue passports, does not issue visas, does not make adjustments to immigration status. And so therefore, we should not be taking on any role that would be not our jurisdiction to begin with. And so we should not be using public funds, taxpayers' funds, to be one way or another dealing with an issue that is not our jurisdiction.
So that would apply both to, say, cooperating with ICE agents, having our law enforcement cooperating with them and what they want, as well as on the other side, public defenders.
Working. No, not correct. Hmm. I have read many of the memorandums of understanding, the operations of how cooperation between local jurisdictions, the San Francisco Police Department, and other agencies. With the federal or state, how it's supposed to work, who's supposed to be paying for that, the cooperation, communications, coordination, and a lot of that is misunderstood by San Franciscans, by leaders in City Hall, by other activists, and so what you had said is not correct. We do need to cooperate and coordinate with the federal government, but not going after those families and children who are simply undocumented. I'm talking about focusing on those fugitive aliens. That's something different. And then I do not want to continue funding any of the lawyers' specialty departments that are defending those who have been arrested by ICE. I do not want to be funding that either, because that is using public funds, taxpayers' money, to fund something that is not our jurisdiction.
The line that you're drawing seems like it's not so black and white in reality.
In reality, the world is not black and white. Life is not black and white. And that's one of the problems that I aim to change here as mayor, is that we are so polarized. The society here is so polarized in this just overall on so many issues that everything has to be black and white, yes or no, left or right, on or off, and that is not how life really is. We need to be open to compromise. We need to be open to the gray areas in between, in the middle, because that's where the majority of people actually are. all the hotheads on both ends are the ones that are causing the most problems. They're the ones who are yelling the most on a variety of issues.
But it seems like when it comes to undocumented immigration, you are drawing a black and white line. But how would you tell who is
a family? I separate.
Because what, well, I'm sure advocates would argue, right, say, well, this person is a family person.
ICE often will come in an action with a list of those who are that need to be arrested on extradition from other countries. So I support that. I definitely support that.
We're going to conclude with a lightning round.
Okay.
Ready?
Boxer or brief? Brief. Okay.
Legalized adult use recreational marijuana.
It's already law. So, yes, but it has to be in
good or bad.
Good or bad. I am fearful of both public safety, what's going to happen with DUI and such driving while high, and also I don't like having pot dispensaries and retail storefronts in neighborhoods where children and schools are.
Okay. Charter schools versus conventional schools?
Charter schools and conventional schools, both.
The Golden State Warriors coming to San Francisco.
It's fine. They were here before, weren't they?
It's true. The Central Subway.
Get it finished already, put it into service, and move on.
How mid-Market Street changed during the Lee administration?
Good and bad. It cleaned it up, but But because of the Twitter tax, that's coming to an end next year also. So we're going to see what's going to happen once that's taken away.
Electric scooters.
Looks like a lot of fun. I haven't been on one yet, but I don't like them littering the sidewalk, so we have to come up with a compromise and figure out how to allow them to stay here.
Being a Republican in San Francisco.
Absolutely awesome. I'm loving it. The conservative faction and voter bloc is coming alive. I didn't realize that I'm now becoming the face of Republicanism in this city.
Well, you're the only Republican mayor.
Exactly, exactly. We have, we've come alive, and I urge everyone who is even right-leaning to vote.
Donald Trump.
So, he was a great talk show or reality show leader. There are many people in the Republican Party that like him still and those that don't like him.
How about you?
I like him and don't like him. That I would hope, and I think a lot of people hoped, that when he was finally elected that he would change a little bit. He hasn't. Some people still like that. I don't like the brashness as much. I think, though, that a lot of what he's done for the country so far, other than trigger a lot of people on the left, that if you just look at his what's actually happened with the economy and taking a stand, that is good. And if... You know, to be fair, if this was a different person in, that everyone else would cheer. But just because it was him, this is where he's getting the bad rap.
What do you hate most about San Francisco?
The dirtiness, the dirtiness.
What do you love most about San Francisco?
The environment, the scenes, the vistas, and the natural beauty.
And what do you think needs to change about how San Francisco has been governed in the last few decades?
Accountability. And the Board of Supervisors has not been reined in because there's been no checks and balances between the mayorship and the well, they're two different departments. They're two different branches. Executive is the mayor, and the Board of Supervisors is the legislative, but they've been acting as if they're the mayor, and they've been trying slowly to take away power from the mayor.
That's an excerpt of my conversation with San Francisco mayoral candidate Richie Greenberg. I also asked him about housing.
So this is one of those situations that you can't just build your way out of it.
Homelessness?
I would declare a state of emergency within days of me being sworn in.
And policing?
The number of active officers in the field are way below what we need in order to take care of the and serve the population level that we're at right now.